Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. On today's Daf, Maseches Erev and Daf Lamed Aleph, the Gemara discusses setting up an Erev Tchumim inside a Beis Kvaros. And surrounding this discussion is the Isser of getting Hana from a mace or from a kever. And Rashi explains the source of getting Hana from a mace is based on a drush that the Gemara in Sanhedrin uses. It says, "Vatamas sham Miriam." It says the word sham by the death of Miriam. The Gemara sham sham me'egla rufa, and we have a gezer shava from me'egla rufa. And just like an egla rufa is aser b'hana, so too a mace is aser b'hana. So this is the source that we use throughout all of Shas, whether or not a person is allowed to derive hana from a mace or not. And we, of course, assume based on the drusha that one may not get hana from a mace. So this calls into question whether or not a person in medical school is allowed to dissect and perform surgery on a cadaver. Isn't this considered a violation of Isser Hana of a mace? So Rav Moshe has a lengthy tshuva in Chelek Yerdeya in Simen Reish Chaf Tes, and he dedicates most of the tshuva going back and forth between the Rishonim and the Achronim as to whether or not, when it comes to the Isser of a mace, Isser of a mace, whether that which is a Shelo Kederach Hana is Mutter or Aser. In other words, everybody agrees when you get the normal use of Hana of a mace, whatever that might be, it's Aser. But if you do something that's Shelo Kederach Hana, not the typical Hana that one gets from the mace, maybe that's going to be Mutter, some type of Shinoi. Would a Shinoi of Hana be Mutter? So he's a whole long discussion, and Rav Moshe writes in the end of Anaf Hey, he writes that if you assume that it's only if you get normal Hana from a mace would it be Aser, then he says there's room to be makel with respect to dissecting a cadaver. But he says, Biarti Sheladina, Rav Moshe felt that the correct halacha is Yesh Le'eser B'meis Af Shelo Kederach Hana. A person should prohibit getting Hana from a mace, even if it's not the typical way of Hana, like Rabbi Kiva Eger's understanding as he discusses it in the tshuva. But he says, in the end of the day, he does find some room for leniency for dissecting a cadaver, and that's because, as he explains in the final anaf, the final os of the tshuva, ruba de ruba, a very strong majority, are shalakimim. The person, the medical student, is presented a cadaver. It's safe to assume it's an akum because ruba the ruba or akum. And he says, "Al shel akum mistaber sheish laharos letzarach gado." It makes sense to allow one to derive hana from a non-Jewish mace. Because it's a tzara gada, they're going to be able to practice surgery and other types of medicine to make them prepared to help those who are alive, the patients who are ill. And it's even though the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simen Shun Mem Tes that gam meis akum is aser b'hana. But he says, he goes on to bring a long list of Rishonim, the Tosfos, and the Achronim, like the Gra, and he goes on for a long paragraph that kimat all the Rishonim, with the exception of maybe one, and the Pesach Shulchan Aruch, assume that the mace of an Akum is actually Mutter. And therefore, since it's a Tzorach Gadol to dissect and practice on a cadaver, we could assume it's a non-Jew and one would be allowed to. If, however, you find out somehow that the cadaver is a yid, so that's a whole other discussion. One should certainly not mutilate the body, but ensure that it has a proper kivura.